One key Mideast player that will definitely not attend the Annapolis meeting is Hamas. The militant Islamist group seized control of the Gaza Strip last June from forces loyal to Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas. Hamas refuses to recognize Israel or renounce violence. The group won parliamentary elections in the West Bank and Gaza last year, but support for Hamas appears to be dwindling, as we hear from NPR's Linda Gradstein in Gaza City.
Gaza remains almost completely cut off from the outside world by an Israeli blockade aimed at stopping continuing Palestinian rocket attacks on nearby Israeli towns. The siege and the international boycott of Hamas is being increasingly felt here. Throughout the territory, Coca-Cola has become a prized commodity, and cigarette prices have quadrupled. At the Al-Wihda supermarket in Gaza City, the refrigerators that hold the soft drinks are empty. Co-owner Allah, who refused to give his last name, says they're almost out of disposable diapers and baby formula. Business is down 70% in the past few months. In the Palestinian elections in 2006, Allah says he voted for Hamas, but now he says that was a big mistake.
I voted for Hamas because I wanted to reform, to change the situation, because it was a little bit difficult. There was a little problems over here in the situation, but such a terrible situation like what we live now in never happened before.
As Allah talks, a customer with a short reddish beard enters the shop to buy cooking oil. Allah seems nervous and stops talking in the middle of a sentence, resuming only after the customer has gone. He says the man is a member of Hamas.
So now what happened? Why did I stop my speech? Because if this guy heard me and informed about me, you wouldn't see me after that at all.
Allah says several of his friends have been detained by Hamas. He claims some were tortured. Palestinian human rights groups say torture, especially of members of the rival Fatah faction, has become widespread. Last week, Allah attended a rally of more than 200,000 Palestinians organized by Fatah to mark the third anniversary of the death of Yasser Arafat. He says some demonstrators threw stones at Hamas policemen during the rally, prompting gunfire that left 8 dead and dozens wounded. He says a handicapped man in a wheelchair next to him was shot in the head. Allah carried him to a nearby hospital, but says the man died. Ahmed Youssef, a senior Hamas political advisor, acknowledges that the police may have overreacted at the demonstration and says a full investigation is underway. But he says the fact that Hamas allowed Fatah to hold the rally proves that the Islamist movement is committed to democracy.
Everybody has a freedom here in Gaza. Everybody can come to a rally. Those leaders from Fatah can speak in very strong way. They can criticize Hamas and none of them will be tortured or be arrested or harassed.
Youssef charges that Israel and Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas are working together to make things harder for the Palestinians in Gaza. Few Palestinians here are willing to talk openly about Hamas, but privately many say they are disappointed. At the Matouk restaurant in Gaza City, owner Abu Sami insists Israel, not Hamas, is responsible for the problems here. But his son Nidal voices a different opinion as he spoons hummus into pita sandwiches.
Before Hamas took over, work was much better. Now Hamas is a problem. There's no work, the borders are closed. They destroyed Gaza.
His father angrily tells Nidal to shut up. Despite the apparently increasing dissatisfaction with Hamas, there seems little likelihood of a comeback by Fatah. Most Fatah leaders fled to Egypt or the West Bank during the fighting with Hamas last June, and those still left in Gaza have gone underground. A spokesman for one group linked to Fatah says Hamas is no longer popular and the people of Gaza are ready for a change. But he acknowledges that it won't be easy to overthrow Hamas, which has full control of the government here and has thousands of armed police deployed in the streets. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Gaza.